you kicked me from the conference.
They kicked us from the conference. Yeah, the recordings, they only last for 60 minutes. So it like times out, and then I have to start a whole new recording of the conversation.
That's fine.
Yeah. Google monitors everything as a Google partner. They just want to make sure I'm taking care of
Tell
it.
Tell me on the – yeah, I'm with you. So you said on the pictures, what do I need to do on the Google Guarantee pictures?
That's not Google Guarantee. That's the regular Google verification. So if you click on that form where it says pictures needed for Google verification, there's actually a digital form that you can fill out. And it asks you for things like work vehicle, license plate. If you have vinyl on the side of a work vehicle, if they take a picture of that, take a picture of your storefront for your brick and mortar location. If license is required by your state, then they say send in the license, insurance that you have, business registration. It walks you through it all on the form. But the idea is to fill it out as best you can. If anything's missing, don't panic. There's a little box at the bottom that you check. It's okay for us to do a video verification, and we could just call you and verify it over the phone.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so, we kind
no
of
matter what. Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. I'm like, no matter what, we'll get it done because you have us, and you won't be doing it yourself. So that's our job, literally, is to get it all done for you and get you up and running as fast as possible.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do need to schedule an appointment for your client interview. We're going to do a traditional client interview, and then you'll be contacted by a Google Guaranteed rep as well. Give me one second here. What's your schedule look like today?
I've been putting it all off because I've been talking to you for an hour.
Sorry. It's a good thing, though. You won't have to cross this bridge again later. And it'll help you out
really,
a lot.
Yeah. I have a tight window, like 2:30 to 3:30 that I could do, that I'm available.
2:30 to 3:30. I will make it happen. We usually want an hour window. I'll schedule it. Oh, crap. That won't work.
I mean, it could
can
be...
I, 3 to 4? Can I schedule it 3 to 4? That way they call you about 3, and then we could try to wrap it up pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. If we have to reschedule for another time, then, you know, just let them know, hey, I got to go. Call me back at this time, and then I'll also send you my direct number and extension right now, too. It's just kind of like a generic with my direct extension there. Okay. Regular CI. Okay, and I'll send the invitation for the interview to your email, and then they'll text you as a reminder 1 hour prior. So about 2 o'clock, we'll send that reminder over to you. And if something pops up where you can't make the appointment, just let me know. Send a message back, and then I'll reschedule it with you. But we want to get things going as soon as we can.
Okay.
All right. Well, officially, I want to welcome you. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Nothing. I just saw the last text, but you're saying that's your extension.
Yeah, so if you hit 544, that'll call me directly. We have 24/7 customer service, so if it's on the weekend, just hit extension 1, and you get a live operator. But if you want to call me directly, you hit 544.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and then I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call. We always say our educated clients are our happiest clients because they know what we're bringing to the table for them. So don't hesitate to call. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday, and then we will circle back with you between 3 and 4 to knock out your client interview.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you then. You have a great day. You're welcome.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.